Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we are journeying in Titus chapter 1. Let's read again 13 because it leads into 14. 14 is not a new sentence. It's the end of 13, so I want to read the whole thing. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. So the sharp rebuke, of which we spent some time on yesterday, that happens in the message of grace, which is not a rebuke against performance, but a rebuke to keep us in the faith, also has the command to not give heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. So let's deal with Jewish fables and commandments of men for a second. Jewish fables, the legends that are found in writings not familiar to the Christian, because we use the 66 books of the Bible as our scriptures. But in Paul's day, there was apocryphal writings that were widely quoted from. It tells me there was some things in the what we call the Apocrypha, books that we didn't put in the canon, that fall in that intertestamental period between Malachi and Matthew, a lot of which are in the Catholic Bible. They were in the original King James, by the way, and then years later they dropped them. But some of those apocryphal books contain a lot of stories, legendary stories about Jewish heroes. And people began to sort of base some of what they thought about God off of these legendary heroes. So what Paul could be referring to when he talks about Jewish fables are these sort of supernatural stories that surrounded these Jewish legends in the apocryphal writings. And Paul is warning against that. He's basically saying, stop going back and reliving these dead legends. Obviously, Paul didn't even think they were real. He called them Jewish fables. So it's one of the most clear treatises against a lot of the apocryphal writings that are no longer included in our scriptures. And I think Paul considered a lot of them fables, even in his day. And Paul doesn't quote from the apocryphal writings often, and I wish I knew the exact number, if he ever does. But he obviously had a problem with some of those things that he was seeing. And then he throws in, and commandments of men who turn from the truth. So I think you can connect the men who turn from the truth back to the circumcision party of verse 10. Remember, he has warned the reader, Titus, to warn the church that there are people out there who are deceivers and empty talkers of the circumcision party. That's the party that is trying to get new believers to go underneath the knife, literally, and join themselves to the idea of Jewish circumcision so that they can receive the benefits of being in the Abrahamic covenant. Paul, of course, preaches that you don't have to be circumcised to get that. You get that when you receive Christ, that Christ is the cutting, that you don't need another cutting. And so then he connects the commandments of men to those same teachers, which tells us that what started as the commandments of God in the Old Testament, having been fulfilled in Christ, now become the commandments of men in the New Testament. So for someone to try to take you back to the Mosaic law and present the commandments as the words to live by, they are no longer the commandments of God for you. They're the commandments of men, which are designed now to work against you, not for you. You do not find righteousness through them. You only see sin and how to commit it. And so that's the warning that Paul gives. We're getting into some good stuff tomorrow as we try to, in the next couple days, finish the first chapter of Titus. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.